Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now, taking a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and let it out slowly. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. And let it out slowly. As you continue to breathe in and out slowly, allow yourself to settle into this moment. Imagine God breathing his life into your body. And as you breathe out, imagine the worries, the concerns, the responsibilities, and the tasks just fading out. Perhaps just ask God to center your attention on Jesus. Ask him to hang on to all of those things, the cares and the worries and the concerns. In your own words, invite God to be present, knowing that he's already here, but that he desires to be invited, to be welcomed. Maybe just ask God, is there any space in my heart or my mind that is hard towards you or resistant towards you? And then ask that he would soften that. Spirit of God, we ask that you would speak, that you would lead us into the truth as we prayerfully meditate on your word. The author of Hebrews, at the end of the letter, chapter 13, writes this: Now, may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Taking another long, slow, deep breath. Let it out slowly. Now may the God of peace just breathe in God's peace, the peace that surpasses all comprehension. Allow his peace to settle over you. To settle your anxious mind or your weary heart. Just receive his peace. The harmony that God produces inside the individual. The unity that he produces between his children. Now, in light of all that has been written, now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, as you breathe in his peace, be reminded that it is a peace that is not overpowered by death. It is a peace that it can even break through. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, the Lord, he is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. The great shepherd of the sheep. What might it be like to allow him to shepherd your heart right now? To allow the God of peace to shepherd your mind. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, and Jesus took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise, the cup, after they had eaten, he took it, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins is the new covenant in my blood. By the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do His will. For we are His workmanship, His masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Now, may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight, through Jesus our King, to whom be glory forever and ever. O God of peace, would you recreate within us your peace? Peace that is beyond our understanding. Would you settle our hearts? Would you settle our minds? Would you bring peace in our relationships? Would you bring about forgiveness and reconciliation? Would you bring about your shalom, your wholeness? Would you set everything right in our relationships? And in our bodies, in our hearts, and our minds. O God of peace, would you bring your peace? O great shepherd, would you gather us as your flock? Would you make us lie down in soft, lush, green pastures? would you lead us gently beside still, quiet waters? O God of peace, restore our souls. Lord, we thank you that you are the God of peace, and that your supernatural peace is beyond what we could even grasp. God, thank you that you are the great shepherd, that you have the power over death. Would you comfort us with your rod and your staff? Would you draw us near to you? Lord, we ask that you would fill us to the fullness with your Spirit, equipping us with everything good, that we might do your will, that we might accomplish the good works that you have prepared beforehand for us to walk in. Jesus, thank you for sacrificing yourself to make the covenant eternal. To you belong all glory, all honor, and all praise. And so we lift up these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.